I'm Sergio Thibault of the Bamboo Park.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sideshow Garden Podcast.
I'm Sergio Thibault, Belgian, from origin. I live here since 1982. I bought the property, which is now the old garden, in 1982. And 10 years later, I bought the property on the side here. And another 10 years later, I created the Bamboo Park with the Bambouseret in the south of France, which is the largest bamboo park in Europe. And that was the beginning of the Bamboo Park. That was around 1999, 2000, something like that.
Why, first of all, make it specifically a bamboo park and not, let's say, a gardens? Is there a love there?
Because I visited the bamboo park in the south of France, and it's only then that the idea came to make a bamboo park here. Otherwise, I wouldn't have done that. And people from there came here to check everything. I'm not a botanist, so I didn't know if it was going to work. They came here for a week, and okay, I had to go ahead, and I started the bamboo park because I saw a bamboo park which was very attractive. If you go, it's called Pra France. It's in Nanterre, and it's very attractive. I say it's unique. I'm not making propaganda for another company, but you see. That's where the idea came from. I bought it because it was on the side of my own property, which is the old garden, and that came free. People from Kogge didn't want to stay here anymore, and I bought it because it was there, but there was nothing here, you know. It was wild, and so the idea came to make a bamboo park, and I think developing bamboos is interesting. It's not usual, it's not very much known, and well, that was it. Of course, I didn't make only a bamboo park. You might have seen there are palm trees, tree ferns, or different things like that. Some palm trees are very rare. The bamboo pagod, which is not allowed to be exported anymore from China, and then the one of the tashi carpets is called takil, which is also very rare now. And well, at that time you could buy them. And so I wanted to make something special, not simply a bamboo park. In Pra France, the south of France, it's only a bamboo park. You have bamboos, hundreds of bamboos, and tens of different kinds of bamboos, but they only do bamboos. I mixed it with palm trees, with other exotic plants, and flowers as well. You might have seen hydrangeas, and you know, okay. It's very nice at this time of year. Of course, in the winter, you see no flowers. That's normal. Then people say there's nothing here than bamboos. No, you must come during the summer, and especially at the end of the summer. Not in May or so, they don't come out at that time.
How big is the entire area of what is known as Bamboo Park?
Well, we can consider that the whole property is the Bamboo Park now, the old garden also. Yeah. Well, it's about, must be 13 acres, something like that.
About 5 hectares. So how long did it take to, I won't say complete the grounds, because they will never be, your gardens are always evolving. But how long to get the first phase open?
Well, it was open, and then, of course, the bamboos were very small, and the palm trees as well. So it took definitely a couple of years, 2-3 years, before it began to look like a real garden. At the start, it was only a little thing, you know. A kitchen garden.
But when you started to do this, and there are projects, garden projects, and gardens that I've made and designed and put together, and people, they say it to me, but then they're also, I can feel that they're kind of looking at me going, I think Peter's a little bit crazy today. He's doing another crazy thing. It's don't worry about it. It's just Peter. When he was 5, he grew plants under his bed. When he was 10, he did this. When he was 15, now he's a grown man, and he's still doing the crazy things. Did people look at you and go, there's that man over there doing the thing with the bamboos?
Yes, but it was a different... I had another life before, you know. When I came here, I was already... between 50 and 60, and I started another type of life here, you know, with gardens and so. I was living in a property in, I was living, my father had a property from my grandfather, the family castle. So I lived also in, if I can say so, in the green as well, you know. Yeah. But I was also living in Brussels. I had activity, financial activity. I was also radio journalist in the years, when was that, in the 50s. I was doing the, there was no television at that time. I was just at the time when television was to begin. And I made an experience, the first news on television, but I wasn't good. And it didn't, I had to remain for the radio alone, you know. And I was doing the commentary at 10 o'clock every evening under my name. So that was a kind of all that passed during the day, and I was making the resume, we would say in France, you know. And, well, that was my activity. It has nothing to do with what I came to do here, of course.
You see, well, here's the thing. I gather that's your wife that I met earlier on?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I have... Your congratulations.
My first wife is still in Belgium.
I didn't get married. I didn't get invited to the wedding. I'm a little bit disappointed at that.
Well, there was no real wedding. It was very small because, you know, I didn't want to make really a wedding. There was a wedding, but it was my daughter a year ago or something. Okay.
But again, there are things you do. And does your good lady say, you know, when you started this journey, was it a, why are you doing this? Why can't you just take up golf? Why don't you... I mean, I admire. I mean, I hate golf. I don't play golf at all.
I hate golf as well. I tried a couple of times and I found it a little bit stupid about the little hole, you know. I put it in a little hole. I didn't like that very much. Well, I tried a few times with people who wanted to come to the golf. It's fantastic. And I didn't find at all that it was fantastic.
It's not fantastic.
Well, some people do like it. And it's a type of life. But, well, anyway, I didn't like it. There's a golf here not very far. So I went with friends, and two or three times, I should say, I tried to do them, but there was no follow-up from that.
No, I think golf clubs should be used as anchors for boats, and that's the way it should remain.
Well, of course, that might have been the best idea.
Brilliant idea, unless you're Padraig Carrington or Rory McIlroy, in which case you should carry your own golf clubs.
Oh, yeah, of course, yes, yes. Well, anyway, I was not interested in golf. Why should I do anything else? Well, I wasn't going to do anything at all. I was going to live in the property here. That's only when... the decision was taken to use this part, which was completely wild, there was nothing here anymore, to use it to create the bamboo park. Because, I, as I said before, I saw a bamboo park, I found it nice and interesting. And when it was decided, when I had to go ahead for that, that it was very suitable here for that. And, well, then it wasn't a bad idea. I came back, if you want, to my life when I was a young boy, when I was 10, 15. I lived in a family property. It's a big park around the castle, and I didn't know much about something else, you know, when I decided to live in Brussels because of my business. Well, I went to the university in Brussels, first of all, and then I was, of course, in the concours, you know, to be accepted for the radio, which was national radio, of course. And I was there about 2 or 3 years. And then I was in the government, assisting the minister for colonial office, you should have said in the time, in English. I went often to Congo, and so that was the end also. It was also something which was finishing. 1960, Congo were about to be finished. Well, that's it. No, yeah. It's a good question. The property you saw there on the sea there, you know, that I bought in 82. I didn't buy it to stay here. I bought it as a holiday home. And I often came the first year, the second year, and I found it nice and beautiful. Then, of course, I had a little family problem with my first wife, and I also had problems... Well, I found the revenue commissioners a little bit annoying. You know, they wanted too much and they were putting their nose where they shouldn't do. And I found Ireland largely better, because in Ireland I had no problems at all, no documents, no domiciliation, nothing. I was in peace. It's maybe not the same anymore now, but at that time it was. And I found here freedom, la liberté, and that was it.
But West Cork also has this, it's like an Edith Piaf song or a Wilson Pickett song. It's got a Muddy Waters, it's got an attraction, calls you, and you go for a week or 2 weeks and then you stay forever. You don't go home. It's got something about it.
Yeah, that's probably, yes, nice to say, but I don't believe very much in that. It's a very nice place indeed. And it came so that I preferred to stay here, that I didn't want to go back to Belgium very often. I went from time to time and less and less, and finally I didn't go anymore. You know, well, I had my children there and... Anyway, that was it. You don't decide first what you're going to do. You live your life, and then your life brings you to some decisions, and your life changes without you to decide before, I will change my life. You know, and I finally found that it was a nice place to be. Well, you have seen the place. The view is beautiful. And even now, after so many years, I still enjoy the place. Even when the weather is bad, it's even nice to, you know.
Well, to be quite honest, and for those of you who have not been here, so when you come into the car park and you make your way down to the water, you can only keep going to the right. It'll bring you out, and there's essentially an opening which looks like a miniature castle turret, so to speak. And as you walk around, if you just... You think it can't get any better, and then it kind of does, and then it kind of does, and then it kind of does again. But that alone, before you even, well, you have to walk through the gardens to get to there, which is stereotypical and reticent of a lot of 17th century and 18th century estates nonetheless as well. But there are so many things within this park that you have created, for which I don't think it can get any more beautiful, and it just keeps on doing that, to your credit.
It keeps on, yes, but what I created, there were also, it's an old garden, it's always been a garden, and was kept normally by British people, and it was in the hands of, it belonged to the people from Bantry House, you know, Lord, I don't know what. They had it. It for a time, the house where I live was a hunting lodge, as I understand. But there are different things here. You might have seen on the sea there are 13 pillars. Nobody knows, well, it has been built for a reason, I suppose, but nobody knows why. You have 13 pillars there, and well, it's nice, I keep them, of course. But that's a feature, you know, from the past. And the little walls, the kind of viewpoint there on both sides. It's all very nice indeed. Yes. But there's not much to do, you know. There wasn't too much to do in the old garden. There wasn't too much to do. I enjoy the fact that the 13 pillars still some posing problems, because I would like to know why that has been built. It was built at a certain time for something. Why? Has it a religious signification, or what is it? I have no idea. I have no idea. But okay, it's there.
Let's go to the maintenance of it, because bamboo for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Through a lot of the boom years, was used, how do I say this, incorrectly, a lot. In particular in Dublin and London, let's say, just for the minute. You here have a lot of that, the hydrangeas, we all know how to maintain them, so to speak. But the bamboo, in certain cases, it requires a little bit more than manual to maintain them, in some cases. How does it work here? How does the maintenance operate?
You let them grow and you have nothing to do. leave them in peace and they will do what they want. Now, as you very well know, it might happen that they, how do you say, they make flowers. Yeah. One species, not all. And that happens. It can take 100 years, it can take 50 years, and it can happen. No, you have a kind of bamboo which is called Philostachys viridis. People from the University of Tokyo, they wanted to see the whole, because they know, nobody knows really what drives the bamboo to leaf through and so. So they decided to take the seeds, considering that they will put it in, and that they will see the whole development, and then analyze it at the university, and have an idea of how it was going to do till it was flowering, and that was in 1913. Well, my dear friend, they haven't flourished at all. So their grandchildren are maybe dead, but you know, the idea was to follow the whole system from the seed to the time when they flourish, you know, yeah. To see the whole
life cycle complete.
The whole cycle complete, yes. Yeah, yeah. But they couldn't come to the end of the cycle because it never flourished. And that's the Philostachys viridis, and it still hasn't. I have some here, they don't flourish. And that was in 1913, so it's more than 100 years old. 100 years.
But if you leave bamboo long enough in a normal, an average domestic garden, which is 8 metres by 10 metres, let's say, and you put one Philostachys aurea or Philostachys nigra into one of them and leave it there, essentially it will take over the whole thing.
Yes and no. It will take over. You cannot have a garden with bamboos and then go away on holiday for 3 years. Yeah. No, you cannot do that. But if you have problems with some bamboos are invasive, others not. I won't tell you those which are invasive and those who are not. Nigra, you were talking about Philostachys nigra. It's not invasive, in fact. So, but if you see shoots coming out, well, you just click them out. You follow the runner.
Yeah.
You take it out, and you take the runner out, and that's it. But that will take you 10 minutes every 2 years, you know, because they don't. Well, in the Bambouseret in the south of France, it's a little bit different. Why? Because it's very warm there, and they develop faster. They also get bigger than ours. Ours will get big, but it takes time. A lot of people tell me, "Oh, but your bamboos, it's invasive," and but that's not true. If you keep them under control, there's no problem.
Ah, but you just hit the nail on the head. There's the whole keeping them under control scenario there, and doing a little bit of garden maintenance regularly. But like you said, if you go away for 3 or 5 years. And don't touch the garden, well, then you have a slight problem.
Then you have a slight problem, yes, indeed. Well, don't do it. Eh? Don't go away for 5 years, of course. Yes, that's it, you know. And there was a place in the south of France. The guy went bankrupt, and he left the gardens as they were, and they didn't really know what to do with it. And it was sold to a group of farmers who wanted to have the whole thing. And they came with their machineries to take the bamboos out. The bamboos didn't go out, but the machines were broken because it was too hard in the ground to get through it. And they abandoned the idea. And the place is still a bamboo park now. Because they couldn't go in. And that's another story. The bamboos, when you after years, it's like a net, you know, yeah. Underneath. And it's very difficult to get rid of them. Very difficult. Well, they didn't. The farmers couldn't do anything with it because they couldn't clean it.
For visitors coming to Bamboo Park who've never been here before, and by the way, it's higher than highly recommended. What is the, ideal way to do it?
Oh, it's €7 for what we call adults, normal years like you, for instance, and €6 for seniors, and it's free for children.
Which is kind of good value if you're my mom and dad, because I'm one of 8 children.
Well, you see, you come with your 8 children, you pay nothing. That's correct. Yes, yes. We have a beautiful coffee shop. Yes, and the cakes are very well known there in the different guides, especially in the German guide, in the French guide. It's more or less my wife who does them. It's home, really homemade, yeah. And that's attractive. Although myself, I never eat cakes because I don't like that. But
you don't like cake?
No, I don't. No. Well, so it is.
We would get on very well together, based on that fact alone.
Oh yeah, would you? No, I don't eat that. No. Well, I'm happy that the cakes are that people like them and come here and ask. Oh, do you have the carrot cake, and then an apple cake. Well, so stuff people like, but I don't. Look like a little bird there for friendly ears.
There's a little tiny robin just sitting right next to my satchel. Unreal.
Come on my knees. As the drama is with the cats. They have no understanding of birds. It makes me cross, but what can I do? And they think that I do something pleasant for me. They come in the house with a bird to give me a bird that they have killed, and I'm furious. I send them out and say, you bastards, get out of here. You know, for a nice little bird. And well, it's an instinct, you can't help that. No. Well, the cafeteria is a good thing. You have people who come, especially for the cakes, that they have seen it in the guide, that there was more or less the carrot cake, which is supposed to be very good. I tried it once and for all, and I never tried it again, but I think it's good because people like them, especially Germans. And they come in and they buy then a piece to go away in their cars, what the Germans called Wohnmobil caravans, you say in English.
The view, which is one of the places where if you take my advice, you'll take your coffee, you'll take your car cake and you'll go right the way down there and you'll sit by the water's edge. What are people looking at when they get to that, which is...
Oh, do you mean the view on the...
There's a little island.
Well, there are little islands. And in fact, you have then Garnish Island, the big island, black, dark, miserable for me. I don't like it, but it's... And then you have the little islands as well. Yes, one island in front of us, completely covered by rhododendrons. That's how it goes with rhododendrons. They start a certain time, but they keep the whole place. You have only rhododendrons there. They have killed all the rest. But it's okay with me, but that's something invasive. Unlike the bamboos, rhododendrons you have to keep because they wouldn't be everything. And if you leave them as it has been left, the island is nobody lives there. And of course it has been left to the rhododendrons. And when I came here 30 years ago, there were rhododendrons, but there were other plants as well. And now it's gone completely. Only rhododendrons. It's nice that, the end of May, it's completely pink. It takes only for 10 days, maybe a fortnight, 2 weeks, and that's all. What is interesting is when you were talking about the hydrangeas that we called hortensia. Hortensias, in German, is also hortensia. They are interesting because they start flowering, I would say, in July. The flower remained till the end of October. That is very nice. They're beautiful and they're there for 2-3 months. Now, something very beautiful is the camellia. It's beautiful, the camellia. Yeah, but after a week, camellia is gone. And they flourish, stupid flower, they flourish sometimes at the end of February, early March. So... Nobody has any problem. And then the cold and it rains. Sometimes you see them for 3 or 4 days. And they're the most beautiful flowers that you could find. But most of the flowers that you see now are really wild. They're grown naturally. And it's good especially for the bees. Well,
what can I say if you have never, and it's my first time here in Bamboo Park, the entrance is kind of unmissable because it's quite reticent to that. So are the rails up to the cafe. It is higher than highly recommended. You'll find all of the details up on West Cork Garden Trail. If you're stuck and you're even dreaming of this, at Satcho on Twitter. And the video that I have recorded of here, of that view, is just going to make you want to go down there and get down on one knee and propose to somebody, I guarantee you, or just sit down and eat your carrot cake. There are many places in the world that I've been blessed to sit and while away the hours. This one is one that you definitely have to do. Take my advice. In the meantime, thank you so much for your time. It's been a real pleasure. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I hope you will come another time. But I think also it's nice to sit down near the sea. You understand that? You said it before. Sitting here in the cafeteria is not very pleasant, isn't it? And the view here of the car park is not very pleasant. So people they call it the takeaway or something like that, and they go down there. Sometimes they sit there for hours. And sometimes they don't leave in the evening. I have people who stay the night here. What can I say? I don't know where they sleep. But some people, not very much, they don't go away. Well, it's okay. It's okay with me, you know. But the views are indeed beautiful down there. And it's nice to sit, especially where the pillars are. It's not so pleasant for people to be alongside the house because they think that they're in a private place or so. Sometimes they come to the house and they stop. So it's private. No, it's not private. Please go ahead. Makes me cross sometimes. So I live from it. It's my life here. Okay, you go ahead. Around. It's private in the house, but not around the house. And, you know, but sitting there is a little bit different. But on the pillars there, it's nice to sit. On the gazebo as well. But the best thing is on the pillars, they have the view of the bay. It's beautiful with the boats at this time of year, the seals.
And it's the journey down through the gardens. Take my advice, come here, Bamboo Park, West Cork Garden Trail. It's all on Twitter. We'll send you all the details. That's it. Take care. Bye.